The Chicago White Sox are one victory away from their first World Series championship since 1917. Last night in Houston, the White Sox beat the Houston Astros 7-5 in a marathon game that set a record for the longest World Series contest in history. From Houston, NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
Games like these that go on and on and on begin with star-studded matchups. For instance, Houston's ace starting pitcher Roy Oswalt facing Chicago's top power hitter Paul Konerko. Games like these often end the way this one did, with matchups between players at the bottom of the roster who suddenly have a chance to do something big. For instance, the moment at the top of the 14th inning when Houston's seventh pitcher of the game, Ezequiel Astacio, faced Chicago's Jeff Blum.
Blum hits it into right, down the line. It is gone. Jeff Blum, the former Astro, goes deep. And here in the 14th inning, the White Sox take a 6-5 lead.
That's how it sounded on Fox TV early this morning as Jeff Blum, once a player for Houston, became a hero for Chicago. His solo home run broke a tie game that seemed destined to go on forever. The White Sox added another run, and after they shut down the Astros in the bottom of the 14th inning, it was over, 5 hours and 41 minutes after it started. The game set a new record for time in a World Series game and tied the record for the most innings. Afterwards, the unlikely 32-year-old hero described his memorable at-bat, his first of the World Series and only his second of the postseason. Blum says when he got to the plate, he watched the first pitch go by because he hadn't batted in a game for several weeks.
I wanted to gauge the velocity a little bit and see if I was seeing one ball or three.
After several more pitches, Blum says he guessed fastball and guessed right. His solid hit rocketed toward the right field stands and went over. He was asked afterwards what he thought at that moment.
Make sure you hit the bases. Yeah. I mean, as soon as I hit it, I didn't know if it was high enough to get out. But as soon as it got out, Tim Raines' face lit up and he stuck his hand out. And that's when I panicked a little bit and made, you know, because hitting his hand and touching the bag at the same time was a little tough.
Chicago first base coach Tim Raines made sure Blum touched the base so the home run counted. The bitter irony for Houston manager Phil Garner was that here was a guy who'd sat on the bench for more than 5 hours and then gotten a crucial hit. Garner was seething afterwards about the fact that his regular players couldn't generate any offense when they needed to.
I'm really ticked off. I got lots of emotions, really ticked off.
After tying the score at 5-all in the eighth inning, the Astros left lots of men on base, several times in scoring position, as the game went on. But Houston never turned those opportunities into hits and runs, and Garner said he was embarrassed that his team played the way it did in front of its hometown. The dramatic game completely overshadowed an earlier controversy. The Astros and their fans were upset when Major League Baseball decided the retractable roof at Houston's Minute Maid Park had to stay open for the game. The Astros wanted it closed because it amplifies the crowd noise, which gives the team more of a home field advantage. Whether or not it would have helped Houston hit the ball better last night, one can only speculate. At the end, there was barely any sound to amplify, as disappointed Astros fans left the park, contemplating a very tough path back into this World Series. Tom Goldman, NPR News, Houston.